Welcome into the podcast. It's a quiet one today.
We're struggling.
Yeah. This, I hope you listening right now, I hope you appreciate the work and effort that we put in. All of us are just, you're going to hear a lot of labored breathing. You're going to hear grunts. Just don't judge us. Just shut up and enjoy the podcast.
Paul, question for you. How much did you guys spend at Wendy's?
$56.
All right, so we just spent
50 something
over $100 on fast food between Wendy's and Burger King.
Yes.
So welcome back to Bitchin' Brackets, right? Yeah. Or Who Would Win Wednesday?
Who Would Win Wednesday? The Bitchin' Bracket, the fast food. We are doing the right side final four: Wendy's, the one seed, versus Burger King. The other one seed, they came out. We went there. Some of us are wearing crowns because we went to Burger King. So obviously, you get your crown when you're at Burger King.
We're feeling royal right now. We had it our way. I'll say that.
We started the afternoon feeling very royal, feeling like Burger Kings. We are now Burger Peasants. I have to go to the bathroom.
Rosemary looks like she's about to die.
Yeah. I'm not a Burger King. I'm a Burger Queef.
Yeah. And Paul's dead.
It's so funny because of how much energy we actually had coming into today versus how much energy we have right now.
We were super hype about like an hour ago, and now we're just fat pieces of shit.
Yeah, so we just crushed so much fast food.
So we're going to talk about it today. The format's going to be a little bit different. We're kind of evolving past the breakdown of entrees versus sides and then having a winner. We have all passed around pieces of paper to all of us, and we have made our mark already about who we think wins. So what we're going to do, we're going to discuss what we ate, what we liked, what we didn't like, and just kind of talk about how it made us feel. And then we will go into a Survivor-style tribal council, is what they call it. But it's more like a fast food,
council.
Fast food voting off.
Wow, real creative.
I know, yeah. Super
creative. Fast food cast off.
Fast food cast off.
We'll workshop the name.
Yeah, we'll figure it out by next week. But so, yeah, we're going to do that. We'll put the names in that, and our lovely assistant, Bean, will pull the names. So, yeah, with that being said, what did we eat today? What didn't we eat today?
It's a smaller list.
Yeah. So, how did we start it off? We did
chicken.
We ate chicken.
I just love chicken.
It's fried chicken.
So, we had, what, three different sandwiches?
Yeah.
From Burger King, we had the, it's no longer the chicken, what's it called? The,
Something Royal.
Crunchy Royale.
Crunchy Royal. The spicy chicken sandwich. And then we had the original Juicy Long Boy. The original chicken sandwich.
Hashtag Juicy Long Boys.
What did you guys have from
Wendy's? Was the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof. The old standby.
And then we also had chicken fries from Burger King. Mm-hmm. And chicken nuggets from Wendy's. So that was our chicken segment.
So for that first little start off, it was a very interesting afternoon for me, being that the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is what I get. When I go to Wendy's, I don't get a square burger. I get the spicy chicken sandwich.
And I think I will from now on.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. It slaps. It tastes different than it has in the past. Like, maybe they've changed something about it. But I will say, when I ate that and a Juicy Long Boy, I am a big fan of the Juicy Long Boys. And Rose is dead.
Yeah, we just lost Rose again. She's laying on her stomach. Yeah. Paul's laying on his back. And I want to lay down as well.
It's better for digestion.
I want to cry.
We really are. This is going to be such a funny listen back.
Yeah. There's going to be farts. There's going to be
toilets. I literally flushing. Heard someone digest audibly. I heard it about 30 seconds ago.
Me?
Like previously, not today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the rehorns, four horns for diarrhea.
Yeah,
it's three horns yeah. for explosive Some, diarrhea.
That's someone's just blowing the horn nonstop today.
the horn's going to be going.
The horn's going.
I don't know. You guys are talking about like what you're going to order because of what we just tried. I personally will never eat any of this food ever again. This has been a traumatic experience.
This is an eye-opening experience for Rose.
Yeah.
It's good in small quantities.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I think starting with the chicken was definitely starting on a high point today. I was very impressed with the chicken all around. Except for the chicken fries. Those were so dry.
Yeah.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, that was whack. But the rest of it was very good. So.
Spicy chicken sandwich was good.
It
very
was.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less chicken patty-ish than I remember in the past. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's why I would never order chicken. Because I, like, until, like, Chick-fil-A and stuff. Because it was always super, like, grounded chicken patty-ish. And
mm-hmm.
No, this is chicken not. Breast. Where when you bite into it, you can see the little stringy bits where it's an actual chicken breast, not, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, the muscle grain.
Round
I like
bullshit.
The not. So were there were two Burger King
mm-hmm.
and one Wendy's.
Yes.
And Wendy's was the spicy one. No, I like both the Burger Kings more
the
than
Burger,
I like
the there was
Wendy's
two spices.
One. Yeah.
You know,
the other one from Burger King was supposed to be spicy, but really wasn't that spicy at
yeah.
all.
No.
Yeah, the Wendy's. So you did like the Wendy's?
I liked it.
I think Wendy's
but I liked
was
both of the Burger King ones more
better.
Than I liked the Wendy's one.
Okay.
Cuz the first one that I had, I thought it was the Wendy's one. Oh wait,
yeah,
no.
You were really struggling. You weren't still
on. I'm still fucking struggling. There is so much food inside of my skull right now.
Yeah.
Like there's not enough room for thought.
We were trying to explain it to you at the table too. And I remember it was just not connecting.
But
Rose
the,
is food drunk everywhere.
Yeah, it's a problem. Alright, never mind. Scrap anything I just said. I don't even know where I am right now.
That's like me on the one movie we watched.
Yeah.
Every one of them, actually.
The DA. It's not the DA. That's not your turn. Yeah, but so spicy chicken. It's gonna be tough today. I'm focusing on not shitting my pants.
So, the laughs
hurt. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I am literally sweating.
We're sweating fryer oil. It's all right. Rough.
I have to think that the next episode is gonna be a little bit better. I think we know better.
I
now.
Hope so.
No, I feel like it's gonna happen again because
God,
it's gonna be fucking Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And there are so many things that I've not tried from Chick-fil-A that I want to, so I feel like it's gonna be worse.
One of us aren't gonna make it.
It's gonna be
so
guess what? It's gonna be Rose.
So do we wanna like say like who we thought was better for that segment? I think I've already basically have with Wendy's.
Yeah, I
but.
Mean, yeah, that the Wendy's lineup, I think the nuggets you know beat the fries for sure, and the spicy chicken sandwich, I mean, for a burger joint, for me to get the spicy chicken sandwich when I go there, that's what they do. So yeah, I would say categorically, yeah, Wendy's won that chicken.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think Burger King, but fucking Wendy's nuggets slap. They are consistently the best, like, texture, consistency, taste. You'll never get, like, how the chicken fries were, where they're so hard and, like, dry because they're overcooked.
Yeah.
That happens everywhere, except for fucking Wendy's. Mm-hmm. So I will say Wendy's hands down nuggets all the time, but the sandwiches, Burger King, I preferred.
So tell me about why you feel that way about the sandwiches.
I feel like a lot of it was, like the mayonnaise, like the toppings. It just brought it all together more.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Wendy's, I did feel like it was not as juicy. But I think that, again, that has to do with, like, the additional toppings.
I mean, it's a juicy long boy.
Yeah, well, that just wins hands down anytime.
She loves her a good juicy long boy. Who doesn't?
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
I feel like the lack of grease, though, is kind of what set it over the top for me.
You can go fuck yourself.
Well, I know. I love a juicy long boy, too, but it almost, like, coats my tongue so I don't taste as much.
Mm-hmm.
Got, like, the whole, like, little barrier.
It seems like you need to have a shittier diet to be used to these things.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know.
True.
I feel weird. Ostracized.
Paul, you alive down there?
Yeah.
I'm alive.
Reporting in. Don't look it.
Crawls back.
Yeah.
I just like anything that has a little bit of spice to it when it comes to chicken. I think it's better, and there was really just no real spice level to any of the Burger King chicken sandwiches, and that was my differentiator.
Yeah, it's fair.
Sure. So yeah, like I said, you know, we're not doing like, okay, you know, Wendy's won the chicken. We're not doing that this time.
But although we kind of did, but
I mean we are inherently, but we're not doing it.
We are, but it's not counting.
We're doing your survivor thing.
Right, it's not counting towards anything. So
the survivor thing.
It's
your feelings, is what you're saying.
It's counting towards. Well, no, it's counting towards the overarching discussion. So
yeah, so we had that, and then what did we do after that? We did potato minus the.
We did the.
I thought we did the burgers next.
Did we do the burgers or the fries? We did fries first. Well, because we didn't want them to get cold.
Fries and onion rings, that's what it was.
Although they did kind of get cold.
Although, yeah.
We should have started there, honestly.
You should have started with the fries.
Probably, but,
yeah.
Take it away, Jordan.
I mean, the fries, they were soggy, so like I think a lot of us were saying the same thing. Like, it's really hard to differentiate the fries. It's kind of hard when you don't get them, like, right away. Mm-hmm. My argument here against Burger King was the onion rings were bad. They were bad.
They weren't good.
They weren't. They were soggy, but they had this like weird, like foul. I don't know how to describe it. The taste I did not like.
The onion didn't have any sort of like crunch to it at all. Yeah, it just mushed the whole thing all the way through.
And part of that is we ate it like probably 30 minutes after we got it. But for me, that was kind of the differentiator. Plus, I've had both fries enough. I'm actually a big advocate of Burger King fries. But I can say that I do think Wendy's are slightly better. So that was kind of my overall.
Wendy's were certainly more salty.
Yes.
Which I can't say it enough.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to salt my own fries. That's what I'm paying for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cut potatoes at home. Yeah.
I don't think I got any soggy fries. I feel like I had more little short ones than I did, like long soggy ones.
You like short ones? Yeah.
No, I just like, shook them out the box and that's what came. But I felt like both were pretty much tasteless. And that was not my jam. I was displeased with both. And I did like the taste of the onion mush, but yeah, they were quite mushy.
Yeah, I think they just definitely were not cooked all the way.
Yeah, the onion rings were tragically undercooked. The other ones were just, we just didn't get to eat until they kind of started to get soggy and lose their flavor.
As somebody who, in the past, and just does not like Burger King fries. I did think they tasted better this time, but yeah, they weren't seasoned, and that's where Wendy's, like, from a textural standpoint, I think if they're on pace with one another, Wendy's actually tasted better because they were salted.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say that.
Fair.
My onion rings not being cooked. Because I'm a big onion rings zesty sauce guy.
I know, you hyped up the onion rings. I'm like, these are awful.
Oh, the zesty sauce was good, yeah.
The sauce was all right.
Agree.
I tried it just a little bit. I had their sweet and sour on the nuggets, so that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Pull around. She wants it her way.
I was going to say, we didn't have the baked potato with them, but the baked potato was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I lost feeling in all of my extremities before I got to that point, so I can't tell you that I remember what the baked potato tasted like.
Rose blacked out before. Somewhere between the taco salad and the baked potato.
Yeah, I mean, I lost Rose. I didn't look at the calorie count, but a baked potato might be a healthier option. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would it?
Not when it has that much cheese on it.
I know, bacon, I had the cheese sauce, too.
Oh, did it have, like, the little onions?
No, we didn't get the chive one. We got the bacon one.
Oh, it's an option, though?
Yeah, there's different kinds.
Sour cream and chive, yeah. Yeah, so I will say, I sound like a broken record. The baked potato and the chili, every single time we've talked about Wendy's in this podcast, I've been talking about those two items. They're just amazing.
Yeah, I've never had either.
Both super great. Good.
I was not a fan of the chili.
Really?
Really?
Do you like chili? Like,
it was just like eating liquid meat and beans.
Well,
I don't know.
Do you like chili?
Oh,
like,
I love me some chili. But I like spicy chili, and I like corn in there. Like, I like there to be a bunch of stuff in
there.
They
do keep it on the lighter side with the spice, and then there's chili, like, spicy, like, sauce that you can get in there. We just
that you add to it.
I guess I'm not comparing
like Tabasco that you can throw in there.
I'm not comparing it to like homemade chili. I'm comparing it to like canned chili you could buy at the store. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I've literally ever had canned chili.
I didn't know. Sounds awful. I didn't know how to cook in college.
I don't know how to cook now.
Take the chili, make some chili cheese fries with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I did dip some of the fries in the chili. That was good.
And the frosty. And you did the frosty fry dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At the end, yeah. Which we'll talk about the desserts, but... Yeah. So then after that, I think we switched over to burgers, right?
Yes.
Yep. And for that, we had from Burger King, we had the Double Whopper. We had... It's either the Stack or the Melt. It's the one with the sourdough. And then from Wendy's, we had Baconator. Yep. Mm-hmm. Burgers is kind of a lower point for me. I didn't feel like any of them were particularly great, if I'm being honest.
I like Burger King's, like, patties better. Like, you could taste that they were, like, that flame...
I used to hate the, like, flame-grilled flavor. I actually did like, that. We're all still
indigestion. I've burped, like, 7 times
I know, over here. As I'm talking.
Just crying. Silent to myself.
No, you just look. You literally just like aren't moving. You're just like soulless.
Sitting now was a mistake. I need to go back to laying down.
But yeah, then we had the burgers.
The
flame grill is good.
Yeah. So yeah, the Whopper, the biting into it, that flame grilled taste, super good. I've never had the Stack or whatever the hell, the Melt. Wasn't it called the Melt?
Yeah, it was a Melt.
It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a burger, stacker sauce, caramelized onions, and American cheese.
Yeah.
On the Texas toast bread, right?
I thought it would be a little bit better than it was, but it was also kind of like cold and soggier by the time we got there. Yeah. So, but it had potential.
I thought that was garbage. I literally thought that thing was garbage. It was so disgusting. Okay. And the cheese was like I was like,
why is everybody else eating garbage? When they've got a whole table.
It was not good. I did not like it. But I did like the...
No, that was the Whopper wrapper you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. No, the Whopper was good. I liked the burger a lot. I thought it was more flavorful than the Baconator, even though it had fucking bacon on it. Which is like, how does one manage? But I did like the Baconator as well.
Yeah. So, as far as the Baconator goes, I'm not a big... And we talked about this, and it was a bit of a hot topic. I'm not a huge bacon person. As far as breakfast goes, I'd rather a breakfast sausage. Ground up patties, whatever, links, versus bacon. But there's a lot of people that are like, oh, gotta have bacon on that burger. Like, no, I don't really care.
I don't have to.
So for it to be a Baconator, like, it was all right. I could take it or leave it. So I think the Whopper... I think genuinely tasted better. But if you take the bacon off the Baconator, and it's just a normal Wendy's cheeseburger, it'd be pretty solid. Yeah.
I think the bacon adds to it. I like the Baconator strictly because the bacon, and that's why it's in the name.
I know I'm probably in the minority there, being that it's a named item. The Baconator, but...
It was alright.
There's my hot take.
That was what I would always order from Wendy's. Honestly, as I was eating it, I'm like, you know what? After that spicy chicken sandwich, I'm like, I'm kind of tired of this. Like, I don't think I'm going to order this again. Like, I've had this enough time in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even want any food ever again in my life. Like, whenever I'm hungry again, I'm just going to not. Like, that was so
This actually food. Wasn't a bracket podcast. This was an intervention for you.
I was going to say, I think...
To stop eating like shit.
Shit, you guys nailed it.
I was going to say, if you've established any brand so far on this podcast yet, we know that that's what you just
I want them all to fucking lose.
Like a brand of yourself. What you just said is a lie, because your whole brand has been about the garbage plates.
No, I literally, I can't even think about eating a garbage plate right now. That's how fucked up I am.
Maybe we did fix you.
No, don't.
I'd still eat a garbage plate.
Oh my God, the thought of the smell of food right now is nauseating.
Really? You know what I'm thinking about that I'm excited for? The rest of that, unless someone else wants it, the rest of that strawberry frosty.
How can you do this?
I was hitting the...
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That'll do it. Yeah. That's how.
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah. Stay in school, kids.
Is that how professional, eating competition people do it?
That's how I would do it if I was a professional eater. I would like to consider myself an amateur eater.
Yeah, nobody's paying you to do it.
See, I thought before today I was a professional fat ass, but I was wrong, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am, but it's
back
like
in
that.
The farm league.
The burger queef.
The burger queef.
Sausage patty.
Sausage patty. Rose's stripper name for anybody who wants to catch a fantastic show. His sausage
Patricia. Patty for sure.
Sausage Patricia. She goes on
Tuesday mornings.
Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., not a.m. And you can catch her anywhere dancing ladies can be seen.
So now featured at Burger King.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. I mean, that Burger King was bumping. When we went in there, it was, they had Beyonce Knowles playing. The BK was playing in BK.
You and had to specify, is there another Beyonce?
Well, yeah. I just thought it Beyonce was funny Knowles? That it was Beyonce that Knowles. That clarification made me think
it was someone else. I didn't know that was her full name.
There could be other Beyonces.
I guess her name's
less fancy Beyonces. But there was people, one guy was whistling away behind us and it was bumping.
That was one of my clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage Patricia's?
Yeah.
Sure.
I was there for the show.
I forgot what it
was. It's the wrong time. It's not 1:30 on a, yeah. on a Tuesday.
She was just getting off the stage.
Poor fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. What did we even have after burger?
Taco salad.
We had to talk. Oh, yeah. Paul, jump in on the taco salad.
I'll say what. That was a welcome time. That was a welcome question. I was glad you brought that.
Yeah, well, like, I looked at the list of what we were getting, and I'm like, well, when I go to Wendy's, I always like the taco salad. It brings me back to, you know, high school days when you're sitting there in the cafeteria just crushing some lettuce, some chips, a little chili action, hanging that drink over my head.
Oh, there's the arthritis.
I tried to be quiet, but then my arthritis... ruined it. Sorry.
I don't think it's like a well-known thing that they have taco salad there. I feel like I'm like the only one who gets it, but it's been on the menu forever.
I don't know if I would consider a taco salad a chili salad. I feel like that's right? a distinction. Like, it's the chili, right? It was the exact same stuff.
They use the same chili. I think it makes it better.
It's good, but like, is that a taco salad? It's kind of a chili salad.
Yeah, but then he added so much other stuff on
the
that.
Chips, you maybe got we could the call sour
it a, is
cream.
It a Southwest salad? Is
and then there's salsa.
They call it the taco salad. That's what it's named.
Okay.
They got the salsa, you got your cheese. I mean, all the basics.
It was still good. Just
traditional ground meat.
Yeah.
Added an extra level to it with the chili,
yeah.
and the beans.
I don't hate it.
Matt, your thought? Or...
Uh-oh, now the NSA is going to come.
I am filled with food, so.
That was bad.
Yeah, well, duh. Taco salad was, you know, the tortilla chips, they weren't quality enough, you know?
Okay.
They didn't look
quality enough.
I know, yeah. I'm making fun of you.
His face is so disappointed. Like, I thought I had a friend.
I mean, I had a few. They were just like little, like the exact same nacho chips you got in high school when you got nachos.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's the nostalgia around it, man. Yeah. Like,
that's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah,
to
I can be the weird one.
No one's ever said I'm not weird.
I'm okay with that.
Now he's offended.
No, I'm saying that I think my opinion's still the normal one. So if I can be weird.
They're just normal little tortilla chips. And yeah. I mean, it's funny because who goes to Burger King or who goes to, you know, McDonald's is like, you know what? Salad. That's what I want. I mean, clearly Paul.
Yeah,
PRCR.
PRCR does, but, yeah. And especially, like, a taco salad. Like, this isn't a Taco Bell menu item. This is a Wendy's menu item. So, but it was. It was better than I would have expected. But that chili is just, it's pretty solid. I love their chili. I always think about, like, do they just chop up extra burgers that they had from the night before to put in the chili? And
so they don't make the chili.
Well, there. It's fresh, never frozen. It's fresh, never frozen. It's
come, so that probably means it, that at lukewarm temperatures, the shit is shipped in a truck.
No, it comes in a can, like how...
No.
Yes.
No.
Someone lukewarm. That works at Wendy's. If you work at Wendy's...
If you work at Wendy's, hit us up. Let us know about the chili, because...
Let's consult Lake Unless it's someone in Parrington,
don't have that lady hit us up.
Yeah.
How is Wendy's chili made?
What? My brain's just not working today.
What? Okay. Can we... I know you just told us where it is, but can we get that story? What are we missing right now?
When we went in there a couple weeks ago, I was like, can I get a strawberry lemonade to drink? And she's like... Oh. And just walks away and gets the manager because she couldn't find the button. And the manager's like, cold drinks. And then it's right there, strawberry lemonade. It's like, how hard was that? And she's like, I'm sorry, my brain's just not working today. I'm like, okay.
So I don't know that her brain worked often.
Lights are on, no one's home type thing.
Yeah, she forgot my drink. I'm just like waiting there.
Yeah.
She's like, do you think I can get a cup? Because it's not even like she had to
fill it. Cup,
I just needed the cup.
Yeah.
And then I got like a wrap, which is a real random thing to get at Wendy's.
Yeah.
But she couldn't find that button either. So I don't know what's going on there.
That's a little more fair, but.
Right? She's like, who the fuck gets
to not know where the cold drinks button is.
Strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking up right now again?
The chili.
So apparently, like, a chili base is shipped to them, which is actually the salsa that went on the salad or whatever.
Interesting.
And then they add beef and, like, whatever else, beans and stuff.
Interesting.
How do the beans come? I'm interested to know that.
Doesn't say.
The can.
One of us should get a job at Wendy's for the sake of this. Quit right away, but just start.
You gotta go through training. No, just show me the chili.
It's burger patties that are cooked on the grill, but not used for an order within a certain time, end up getting dried out / burnt by the heat of the grill, or just plain too old to serve on a burger. Yes. They get tossed into a metal pan inside the heated drawers above where they sit for hours, perhaps even all day, depending on whether or not anyone is keeping up with the chili meat, and then they add it.
Good. See, that would deter a lot of people. That encourages me.
Dear sweet 6-pound 9-ounce Jesus Hector Christ.
Because like those burgers are just sitting in there getting all warm and toasty all day. Yep, throw them in that chili. That's what Daddy likes.
I don't want to think about this too much right now.
I want
to
take it.
It's very unsettling to imagine all this. All right, so that was a chili. There was not really a comp at Burger King for that.
Nobody can add up to the chili.
And again, regardless about the chips, the taco salad was very welcome there. So I'm glad you got that.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Then we had what dessert? Was that it?
Well, we went into the potato, but we already covered it.
Yeah, we talked potato. Yeah, so we had that
right after the chili. We talked potato.
We talked potato.
We had potato talk.
Yeah, talked potato to me.
New series coming to you from Tree Fork.
Potato talk.
Oh my god, I could talk about fucking potatoes all day.
You wanna
go?
Just not today, I can't do it anymore. You wanna
know what my would be? I wouldn't be JoJon, I'd be Spud Webb.
Spud Webb.
Boom.
Tater tot.
I'd be Scallop Scaly.
I know.
I fucking can't. I need to go to bed.
Scallop Scaly? I will hate that.
Matt Potatoes.
I think I'm having a mental breakdown.
It's possible.
I'm crying a little.
I think I'm having a physical.
You're oxygen deprived.
Desserts.
So full.
We had
desserts
from Burger King, Hershey Pie.
The Hershey.
And this is going to be a time relevant one. What's it called? It was the Spider-Verse Sundae.
Yeah.
And then from Wendy's, we got two Frosties, chocolate and strawberry, because I don't think they have vanilla right now.
Oh.
I think they got rid of it while they're doing the strawberry. I'm pretty sure the strawberry is just vanilla with strawberry flavoring added.
I didn't fact check
their machines can only handle two flavors?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Because the Spider-Verse thing came from Burger King.
Yeah. Never mind.
So.
I tried using my brain again.
The Pop Rocks in the Spideyverse.
Yeah,
Pop Rose Rocks. Broke her teeth.
That's what we all thought at first.
Thought she was eating the spoon. It sounded like somebody was just eating a hard plastic spoon.
So yeah, so the Spider-Verse sundae, yeah, it's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I think it's soft serve vanilla ice cream with like Pop Rocks that were like kind of like, were they like candy, like that yogurt candy coated?
Yeah, they almost looked like berries. They were like little raspberry shaped.
I think they were shaped like spiders. I think it was a little spider icon.
What?
I didn't actually look at it, but it was for Spider-Man.
I didn't notice that.
It was alright. I mean, the ice cream was just generic vanilla soft serve and... Like, I don't know, they were Pop Rocks. They were kind of cool. It's more of a novelty than a taste thing.
I'd rather have just a bag of Pop Rocks than that thing.
Yeah, I would never put Pop Rocks in my ice cream on its own, and I think I still feel the same after having that.
Yeah.
So, when this goes up, that might be gone, because that movie just came out, but...
You know, in extremely related note, my husband just took my son, and he texted me and said that he's glad that he took him. Obviously, my husband didn't want to see it, but he said it was actually a really good movie.
Why is it obvious your husband didn't want to see it?
Because it's like a children's animated movie.
I heard it was
movie.
Not good.
It doesn't have to be children's because it's animated.
I like children's movies.
Okay, tortilla chip man.
I usually get the nachos at the movie theater because I'm on that.
It's the same.
Because the nostalgia.
They're the same chip.
He brings his own bag of lettuce and chili.
I only brought in lettuce one time and they told me I couldn't bring it in.
He's a taco salad.
That weird guy with the chilies come back.
Ah, the guy with the head of lettuce came in again. He left a mess under the seat.
Is it a romaine lettuce in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Oh my God.
Got some romaine out there. We'll go check out the garden.
Oh, you growing romaine?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We'll go take a peek, see.
I've already pillaged your garden earlier. No, you don't you worry.
No. Three horns for explosive diarrhea.
Frosties were good.
Yeah, I mean,
Frosties
like,
were good.
I'll say this. The Hershey's pie, not good.
It wasn't.
Pretty I just, liked it.
I wonder if it would be good if it was very, very cold. Like, it was...
Yeah, we left it out.
Was it whipped, or...?
It was, like, a very, like, yeah.
It literally took us an hour to eat all the shit, so, like, stuff was getting warm.
We put the cold ice creams away, but we didn't put the Hershey pie away.
Yeah. It was a pudding consistency. It was like pudding. A pudding.
Pudding.
Yeah, it was like a mousse, like a whipped, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan. Tasted cheap, tasted, like, really, like,
very
shit stuff.
Very sweet. Like, too sweet.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest, I didn't try it because I didn't want it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I offered, yeah. So, that one was not good. The Spider-Man sundae was fine. And then the Frosties. I don't think a Frosty is, like, a fantastic ice cream treat. Like, I don't think it's, like, a milkshake or, like, even the McDonald's sundaes. You're making a lot of hand gestures.
Because a Frosty isn't ice cream and it's not a milkshake.
What do you mean it's not ice cream?
It's like a between.
It's in between. Frosty's not ice cream.
So yeah. What the fuck is it?
Well, I know. I was gonna follow that up with, like, I understand that's
the point.
It's not
the same as, like, a soft vanilla ice cream. If you got, like, a vanilla Frosty, it's not, like, soft vanilla ice cream.
But aren't you just saying that it's a different consistency of ice cream?
It's
or are
like
you
a
saying
thick
that
milkshake.
Literally,
yeah,
the...
I mean, it's not the same ice cream, but it's not, like, the same as ice cream.
It's like a gritty milkshake.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
No, I know. And I was acknowledging that, like, but I'm saying because of that, like, I'm not thrilled
Phil's
about
shaking
it.
His head over there.
Yeah, say something.
you were going on the attack. With the
you
Frosties.
Offended Bean.
I was just
and now you must leave.
I was just setting the table.
Yeah. Well, table set and Bean pulled the tablecloth out from underneath it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like we're all just very
I'm
angry.
Tired now.
Well, you guys are all against my point. Let's hear someone else's take.
Jojon,
did you like the Frosty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm just saying it's not...
Yeah, I fucking did!
Well, that's what I was saying. Like,
why don't you like Frosty?
I understand that it's not like a soft serve and it's not like a regular ice cream or a milkshake, but it was still good. I would say it was still better than the sundae and the Hershey pie.
Yeah.
So I was just prefacing my...
That's all that we needed.
My take.
Yeah. I think the Frosties are the only thing I didn't try, because I think I would have just actually dropped dead at that point, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to struggle later.
I think we're all bouncing back a little bit, though. That was a pretty lively moment.
I'm
you
faded.
Guys all just jumped down my throat.
That's because you offended Bean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fight you until shit comes out of me, okay? It won't take much effort.
She starts getting up. Oh, and we're done. So that was everything that we ate today, right?
We ate a bunch.
And I hit up the Coke Freestyle.
Yeah.
Are we sure we're not missing anything?
I don't know.
No, I think we got it all.
Chicken fries sucked. We covered that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our biggest disappointment, chicken fries.
Because I really hate chicken fries.
I would say a big disappointment for me was the Baconator, because I realized that I'm sick of this flavor.
Yeah.
I'm fatigued. I'm not sick of it. I've just had it enough.
It's run its course.
Yeah.
I feel like partway in, like when I started to realize, like, oh my god, I'm not even like a third of the way through the food. How am I gonna finish all this? I maybe had a semi-grown up moment and realized that maybe that's why the specialty people, like the wine sommeliers or whatever the fuck you call them, spit out the wine. And that made me really sad for them. Like, they don't go to get fucked up. They have to do this as a job, those poor bastards.
I'm just thinking about chewing up the burger and spitting it back into a bucket and how fucking gross that would be.
Next week with the KFC and Chick-fil-A. Like, there's just mashed potatoes, gravy, and
well, we've actually brought spicy chicken sandwich. At the end of the podcast, we've actually brought the buckets back in.
Loser has to eat the bucket.
Oh,
we're
going to
make chili out of it. Yeah. Okay?
It's probably how they do it.
Oh, my God.
They don't even just, you know, cut up the burgers. They just chew them a little and baby bird it back into the bucket.
I love that idea.
I was going to say, I was just thinking about their notes about any of the food or anything like that. We decided the Wendy's fries tasted better in the ice creams, in the Frosty and in the Sundae.
Yes.
So that was also what differentiated the fries for me.
Okay.
Was the putting it in the chili tasted better and using it in the ice cream tasted better.
And you gave the nugget a dip. You didn't really love it as much.
Yeah, I did it with the chocolate. Chicken and chocolate just didn't really jive with me. I think if it was vanilla ice cream, I'd be okay with chicken.
I can see that.
But I didn't try it with the sundae, so there's a little bit. There's some. I left a little bit down there.
We'll see. That's another thing I love about the Wendy's, like, nugget experience, is their barbecue sauce is, like, perfect for their nuggets, too. And I think, like, Burger King's sweet and sour is delicious for their nuggets, but, like, their nuggets are only good, like, 20% of the time at best.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other closing thoughts? I think, oh, yeah, we have to obviously do the vote.
Did everybody do their paper?
Yeah. You can't
what am I supposed to write on the paper?
A W for Wendy's or a B for Burger King, and then your name.
What if I want neither of them to win?
I can read
and
it.
And I just want to die.
The so hat part.
You can just put death.
And then null, yeah.
Do
the hat part.
It's hard for me to, like, conceptualize overall who I think was better.
Put them somewhere.
Here, give it to me. I'll just read them one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. So
TRCR what? 41.
Do we clap? What do they do?
Thought it was overall better. I mean,
yeah.
We went through them all. I think it just checked more boxes than the other one.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was maybe your favorite item or maybe something that really surprised you?
The spicy chicken sandwich did not expect to be that good.
Okay. Okay.
Way better than I remember. And I think it's because they changed it from the last time I had it. Like, yeah. I haven't had it in a long time. Uh-huh. And it was freaking chicken patty. This was not chicken patty.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
All right.
Well, okay.
We'll go with that.
There you go.
And I'm gonna, the next one up was me. I also went with Wendy's. And I can pretty much say for the exact same reason. Like, that, I said this when we were doing the chicken. Like, I think now, next time I go to Wendy's, like, my order will be that chicken sandwich. But I also said I've never had, if I had, it's been a very long time, but I've never had the chili, I've never had the baked potato, and I've never had the taco salad. Yeah. All of those things were great.
So your world was just rocked.
Yeah, so, no, well, it wasn't rocked. Opened. So it wasn't rocked. It was just, I was introduced to new menu items that I liked more than what I had been eating when I'd gone. Sure. Yeah. So...
So was it just that Wendy's really, like, you know, made an impact on
it
you?
It was the that. King? The Burger King onion rings sucked. Ooh. That left a bad impression for me.
Okay.
Chicken fries sucked, too.
Chicken fries too sucked sucky. As well. Besides that, nothing wrong. Like, I just think I like the Wendy's, especially the chicken, just so much, like, much more. And then just having those other menu items was big for me. So that's why I went with Wendy's. Mm-hmm. So we're two for Wendy's. I think we all wrote our actual names. The next one is Phil, and he also put Wendy's. So.
I put a W for Wendy's. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
how much more is there to say?
There's a lot more to say, but I'm still just, I'm tired from eating. But, yeah, I mean, the spicy chicken sandwich, like I said, it's the go-to. Love the baked potato, love the chili. The Frosties. You know, I didn't spend a lot of time talking about the Frosty, but there's been times where I'll just go grab one. Wow. And, so, you know, craving a Frosty.
I'll do that with a vanilla Frosty. I won't go for the chocolate or the strawberry.
Yeah.
If I'm just being honest with you.
I appreciate your honesty. And they have strawberry lemonade, so.
Yeah, we didn't get any drink items besides me getting myself a Dr. Pepper with vanilla in it, which is still no Mr. Pibb, by the way.
So, the last name.
Sausage Patty said Wendy's Nuts.
Wendy's Nuts.
Sausage Patty, what do you got?
I hated both of them, and I hate myself, and I hate all of you for doing this.
Did you actually hate both of them, or are you just saying because of how you feel?
So,
right
if
now?
You can see, like, what I squiggled out, I tried to do it by, like, the categories that we ate. So, like, I did the chicken, I liked Burger King more, the beef, I liked Burger King more, but the, like, nuggets, I liked Wendy's more, and whatever the fucking other thing was, I liked Wendy's more.
D?
Dessert?
Dessert.
Oh, okay.
She likes the D.
Like the D. And then the rest, it was like, I didn't want to, like, have those influence me because they didn't have, you know, Burger King didn't have anything to, like, go up against. But I feel like it's the fucking nuggets for me. Nuggets all day, baby.
That should influence you, though.
Man, like, if you get influencing me is that I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah, I know.
And we need to get the fuck out of here, okay?
As I'm talking to you, I'm actively, like, clenching. So
we should all try to shit at the same time into the same toilet.
Get on the face.
That'd be very hard logistically.
Oh, into
speaking.
The same toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta be very careful where we stand.
Just get a big funnel.
Yeah, one of those big plastic buckets that people put drinks in during the summer.
Do any of you know who Blippi is? Like the kid entertainer.
I've heard
of
him.
On YouTube, he's got a past, and I feel like I've already talked about
this. Very ominous.
Which is weird. No. So Blippi, he's like he used to be at least a famous kids YouTuber, but he had like a prank channel or like more of like a cringe channel in like the early 2010s, I believe. And I never saw his video.
I heard that.
But I saw a BuzzFeed, I think it was a BuzzFeed article covering it that did like a sketch of what the video was. And basically he's like holding his hands and feet out to like hold him up way over the toilet or something like that. He's just shitting in it, or like he's a friend on the toilet. He's like shitting on his friend or something like that.
Wait, how? I'm not understanding.
I don't know. I gotta find it. So I'll show it to you.
I'm gonna
if you
try
wanna
it.
See it. Yeah, we could stack that.
Post the link on Facebook.
Page. We could all shit out of the last asshole and human centipede ourselves. That's how we could all shit into the same toilet.
I wish we weren't talking about this.
I'm gonna omit myself from this human centipede.
Yeah. I don't care as long as I get to sleep.
So Wendy's swept. We didn't even need a tiebreaker.
Didn't need the bean.
All right. Well, hey.
So,
Burger
King. Wendy's.
Did you?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Burger King. Thanks for coming. Final four.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Made it a long way.
That's a big
made
deal.
A long way.
Yeah. Spend a lot on marketing.
The King. We got crowns.
Yeah, crowns.
Yes. The King is strong, just not strong enough.
What does Wendy's do, like, for commercials?
Reggie Bush.
They do a lot of athletes. They have Reggie Miller.
What do you mean? Like, they have those weird meals we were talking about?
No, commercial-wise. We're just talking about, like, their marketing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Their, like, persona is, like, Wendy the lady.
They need to have,
the pigtail girl, right?
Yeah.
Headband with some just red pigtails that you could put on your head instead of the crowns.
Hot and juicy redhead.
She was on the sauce packet.
Okay, I was gonna say, I feel like they're not. She's not as much as their like marketing stuff as she used to be. I feel like they've redesigned the logo a little bit.
Well, she's like 90 now.
Yeah, but
she's alive.
Wendy's
a person. I believe that's a real. I believe. She
yeah, it's Dave Thomas's daughter. Don't you remember Dave Thomas?
Dave Thomas.
Man, I don't have cable. I don't know. I don't know shit.
He passed when we were in like 8th grade.
Yeah. And he used to be in all the commercials. But,
really? I don't remember that.
He's a cool guy.
Well, Burger King, thanks for coming. Yeah. We'll see you next time. So
Wendy's
is going against...
Wendy's is in the championship against next week's participants of...
Well, next episode.
Next episodes, excuse me. Participants of Chick-fil-A and KFC.
Wow. Only 3 remain, and they all have the same color scheme for the most part.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a celebrity death match between Dave Thomas and Colonel Sanders. Just gonna throw that out exist. There.
And God for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All guys, right. We're going to go take a nap.
We're taking poops and naps and then maybe a shower. Probably a shower.
I'm going to go shit someone's pants.
Thanks for stopping up in the tree fort.
Appreciate you swinging by.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Be blessed. We'll see you when we see you.
We'll see you in the next episode of Bitchin' Brackets and whatever else we upload. If you are listening to this on anything, like 5 stars, share, tell your family about it.
Subscribe.
YouTube. Comment. Follow us on social media everywhere. Every social media account, Tree Fort Gang. Follow us. We're getting more content up there. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You take
Always
care.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you do well.
Thanks for stopping by.
Love you.
Bye-bye now.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.